Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The federal judge presiding over the case of alleged Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger is refusing to step aside. Bulger's attorneys had argued that Judge Richard Stern should recuse himself from the case because of his previous work as a federal prosecutor. They argue that Stearns would have had knowledge of the crimes Bulger allegedly committed while working as an FBI informant. For more on this story, we turn now to WBUR's David Boeri, who was at the courthouse earlier today. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
David, I understand this ruling was strongly worded. What did it say?
Yes, it's strongly worded if you consider characterizing the defense motion as untrue, unsupported, specious, and sinister is strong wording. And the reason Judge Stearns took such umbrage was because J.W. Carney, Bulger's attorney, had pointed out that Stearns was a federal prosecutor and the chief of the criminal division in the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Boston in the 1980s. In the 1980s, there when Bulger and Flemmy were running riot as secret top echelon FBI informants in what's now considered one of the greatest acts of corruption in FBI history. So Bulger's making the argument that he had immunity for his crimes ahead of time. And so his attorney says he is considering calling Judge Stearns to the stand as a witness. So you can see the difficulty there.
Right. So Bulger's lawyers say this is a judge who should not be overseeing this case. Now, what were the reasons that Judge Stearns gave for not recusing himself?
Well, the ruling, Stearns was absolutely categorical. He wrote, "At no time during my service as an AUSA, that's an assistant U.S. attorney, did I participate in or have any knowledge of any case or investigation in which the defendant was a subject or target. I have nothing of a relevant or material nature to offer with regard to this case or any claim of immunity." And then to buttress what he was writing, Stern cited case law. "A party cannot cast sinister aspersions," he wrote, "fail to provide a factual basis for those aspersions, and then claim that the judge must disqualify himself because of those aspersions." So it was categorical. I had nothing to do with this case. I have no involvement, and absolutely I will be impartial.
And what did Bulger's attorneys have to say about the judge being unwilling to recuse himself?
Well, let's listen to J.W. Carney outside the courthouse.
"Judge Stearns ruled that no reasonable person could believe that it was improper for him to be presiding over the trial of Mr. Bulger. Reasonable members of the general public will be free to express their own views on this issue."
David, could this be laying the groundwork for an appeal later on?
J.W. Carney would not say whether or not he is going to appeal this. It's an uphill climb, to be sure. It would go to the First Circuit Court of Appeal. And if it got that far, it would bring in Judge Stern's connection. You know, one part of this is, again, it's the 1980s are so toxic in Boston law enforcement regarding Bulger and Flemmy. Is anybody able to withstand that and have the general public believe they're credible? And one thing would come out of that is that Judge Stearns is a very close friend of Robert Mueller, who was the acting U.S. attorney here at the time, and who is now head of the FBI in a case that clearly looks at one of the greatest corruption cases in FBI history.
One of many reasons this case is extremely complicated.
That's right.
That's WBUR's David Boeri. David, thank you.
You're welcome.